Okay, but no, neither one of you told the story about how he held your mom's attention. So who's going to tell it?
We weren't there.
Well, Bob, you did such a marvelous job yesterday telling me the story. You got to tell the story.
Probably most people in this room have heard this story a number of times.
But it bears repeating.
Yes, it does. It does bear repeating. My father was in the Army Air Corps, and he was stationed in Madison, Wisconsin. At the same time, my mother had finished her work at University of Wisconsin and was working. She was asked to help out at a USO event, and so she did. And my dad happened to attend, and he saw Mom and liked what he saw. Talked a little bit, and afterwards, Mom was cleaning up and had to do the dishes. So putting the dishes in the dishwasher, and he says, "Well, here, I'll give you a hand." So, washed the dishes, put them in the dishwasher, put them through. They were talking, having a good time. Wanted to talk a little more. So, he snuck some of the clean dishes around, put them back into dishwater. So, there'd be a few more dishes to wash, some more time to talk. It was the beginning of 62 years of talking. They said goodnight. I think it was about a week or so later that he asked her if he could take her to church. So they went to church. 6 weeks later, they were engaged. So when he had made a decision, he acted on it. And the short story is that, the short ending is that they lived happily ever after. The points that my brother made about, Roy made about them living together and enjoying it together. I remember the Erie Days celebration when I came up to see one of my favorite artists. Everybody laughs at me for it's Leon Redbone. But so I came up there and just expecting to see Leon, and oh, my brother Roy was there. So, and my parents were there. And if you've ever been to a Leon Redbone concert, it's pretty laid back, 1930s music. And one of the songs they sang and did a sing along was My Blue Heaven. And we all sang along. And that's what Mom and Dad had, their blue heaven. And they lived happily ever after. Thank you.